What a great night to be in the Lord's house on a dreary, rainy evening. You came out to share in the worship of the Lord God. Every one of you who are our guests need to be recognized, but I'm going to venture out on a limb and recognize someone tonight. Mrs. Patsy Boyd. Mrs. Boyd is with us tonight, Robbie's mother. For the first time, she's been in church service since March the 3rd when she had a stroke at Utica Baptist Church. She's here with us tonight. God bless you, Miss Patsy. We're glad. Faithful Christian lady in Utica, but after that March the 3rd incident, living across the street, she's here in the house of the Lord tonight. God bless you. If I were to come in your home, you would show me pictures. If your home is anything like mine, there are a lot of pictures framed, whether they're small or large. Pictures of your children, your grandchildren. Pictures of parents, friends, special vacation moments. Pictures of grandparents. Pictures of a dog or a cat you used to have. You would walk me through the house and you would show me pictures. Maybe some are paintings, some are photographs, some are special pen and ink drawings, some are maybe things that your child did, coloring in three-year-old preschool. Our homes are full of pictures. Sometimes you stand and stare at those pictures and think back to being at the Grand Canyon or the Smoky Mountains or someplace overseas or Gulf Shore or someplace that's special. Maybe the day that that child graduated from high school and you thought it would never happen, and there's a picture, cap and gown. Or college or extended graduate work. Pictures. But there's another place where we have pictures, and that's on iPhones. I looked at my iPhone this afternoon, and I have 2,126 pictures on my phone. You say, well, you've got every reason in the world. You had all those grandkids at one time. Well, it's a lot of pictures of grandchildren, but a lot of pictures of even some of you in there. Now, 2,126, that's probably not as many as some of you and more than some, but there are a lot of pictures on my iPhone. Some of us do some old-fashioned things in our homes. We have albums. Now, if you're under 40 years old, you don't know what an album is, so find somebody who's got gray hair and ask them what an album is. And they'll go in a cabinet, and they'll pull out some strange-looking three-ring binder, and they'll walk you through it. It's a real thing. For some of you who were 12 or 14, it's locked in the dinosaur age for you. But in the old-timey days, we did albums. Now we do it electronically. Pictures. If you come in my office down the hall, the nice office that you provide, there are a lot of pictures there. The one that catches most everybody's eye is the picture of the Duck Commander and me. Just before he really became famous, all that crowd in West Monroe, he came and spoke at our Wild Game Supper. And I had my picture made with him. His beard was long, but it wasn't quite as gray as it is now. And it was like the next month. It was like the next few months. It just exploded with Willie and Cy and all that crowd over there. They became international famous. Why, this past Wednesday night at church supper, we're doing a video on Lottie Moon of a lady from Venezuela. And she had a picture of the Duck Commander on her baseball cap. And the caption under it was, "The beards are back." I thought, oh my goodness, God can use anything. Pictures. Tonight, you're looking at some precious pictures. You say, a little broken piece of flatbread, a little cup of juice? Oh yes, pictures. Precious pictures to remind us of what God did in His Son, Jesus Christ. Precious pictures not only to see, but to take and to taste and to feel about a sacrifice of blood from a beaten body, from a death that that sealed a covenant of God's forgiveness of sin. Pictures. So in a moment, if you are a confessing believer in Jesus Christ, we invite you to partake of one of these pictures. And as you eat it, let it be more than just something you taste. Let it be something you see in heart and mind, as he talked about, thinking about what Christ has done for us. In that fateful night, that Thursday evening, Jesus took his disciples into this prepared upper room where they celebrated the Hebrew Passover, as all faithful Hebrews would do. And they walked through that ceremony. And you can find the background of that and the essence of it in Exodus 11 and 12. And then he went one step beyond that, and he took a bread and he broke it. And he says, "This is my body which is broken for you." And Paul said, "Do this in the remembrance of the Lord." And they ate. And then he took a cup, a common cup, and likely passed it around, and they all drank after one another. And he said, "This is my blood which is shed on behalf of many." And Paul said, "As often as you eat and drink, ye proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." And so just a moment, not only see, but partake of these pictures. They're God's gifts to us to remember Jesus by and to challenge us in that we live, as he said, loving God with heart and soul and mind and strength, and our neighbor as ourself. You see, we celebrate the birth of the baby, but the cross was in the cradle. And when the cross becomes the living reality of our life, there will be the crown of glory one day. The cradle, the cross, the crown. Tonight, we focus on the cross, that this baby was born that we might have life. Let's look at these pictures. And maybe this week, go tell somebody that the best picture God ever made was the one when he sent his son. Let's look at Jesus and thank him for his life given. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this gift of the Lord's Supper. We thank you that we can partake in these moments and that you will take us back 2,000 years ago to the upper room and Golgotha's hillside and to Joseph of Arimathea's tomb that was empty on that Sunday morning. That you will take us back to see what Christ has done. But Father, you will also, by these precious pictures, challenge us to confess sin, to heal relationships, to trust you, to walk in your light and not our own. By these precious pictures, you will show us your will and wisdom and comfort us. And Father, by this, you will say one day, my son will come and return to this earth and will settle all things and bring all groaning creation under him, and he will present it to me. Father, we thank you for this gift of the past, the present, and the future. Help us to eat it now in love and faith and obedience to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for those who prepared this meal. Father, we take it from your hands into our hearts. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Would the deacons please stand to minister to the church? Mr. Freeman, Mr. McComas. This bread, broken for us, do this in remembrance of Jesus. His blood spilled on Calvary's hillside, this do in remembrance of Jesus.
Tonight we celebrate the coming of the Messiah. We celebrate the Son of God. We celebrate the promise to Israel, thrust upon humble parents and revealed to an unsuspecting world. Tonight, we celebrate the birth of this most holy child. And in just a moment, you're going to receive the light. Our deacons are going to walk down these aisles, and we're going to provide light for every single aisle so that at the end of this worship service, light will have reached every corner of this room. Let us remember the days before the coming of Christ. Imagine the world of trouble and turmoil into which Jesus was thrust, a dark world in desperate need of a Savior, one that's not too different than our world today. In John 8:12, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And so let us remember the hope given to us in the light.